From Tidbits on July 23rd, 2012, this is Extra Bits, written by Tidbit staff. We have a number of interesting extra bits for you this week, including news of Tor books going DRM-free, a sad farewell to Spellcatcher author Evan Michael Gross, the addition of a cards page to Trello, and word that Qantas Airways will be providing iPads for in-flight entertainment on some flights. Tor Books goes totally DRM-free. Book publishers Tor Books and Forge Books, imprints of Tom Doherty Associates LLC, which is itself a division of Macmillan, announced last week that all ebooks published under those imprints will be sold without digital rights management protection through, quote, Amazon, BNN, Apple, Kobo, Google, and most other major ebook retailers. This new policy covers both newly published ebooks as well as ebooks from the imprints' backlists. Tor senior editor Patrick Nielsen Hayden said in the announcement, "To the best of our knowledge, we're the first division of a Big Six publishing conglomerate to go down this road, but we doubt very much that we'll be the last." Tor specializes in science fiction and fantasy. Forge offers thrillers, mysteries, and historical fiction, as well as general fiction titles. Farewell to Evan Michael Gross, author of Spellcatcher. It was with great sadness that we heard about the sudden passing of Evan Michael Gross at the end of June 2012. One of the earliest adopters of the Mac, Evan was best known as the author of Spellcatcher, the standalone spelling utility that started out life as Thunder in 1986 before being renamed to Spellcatcher in 1998. In 1999, Spellcatcher started being distributed by Cassidy & Green, which also distributed SoundJam, the predecessor to iTunes. In 2005, Evan's Rainmaker Research took over distribution. Trello adds user-specific cards page. Looking for an overview of all the cards assigned to you in Trello, the collaboration tool we reviewed recently? Fog Creek Software has added a cards page that shows all the cards assigned to you, organized by board. You can also see similar pages for other Trello users. Also note the Q shortcut for quickly hiding all cards on a board that aren't assigned to you. Press it again to show them. Qantas to provide iPads to passengers. The Canberra Times is reporting that passengers on Australia's Qantas Airways Boeing 767 planes will be provided with iPads to access more than 200 hours of streamed entertainment. The service will be free when it rolls out later this year, but no, you don't get to keep the iPad. The big advantage to Qantas, other than happier customers, is the removal of existing in-flight entertainment systems whose roughly 2-ton weight increases fuel use and consumes valuable underseat space. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, Nuance, Crash Plan, Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and to get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engstand. Thanks for listening.